hard to remember a billion bands that you played over the years, especially when they don't make it huge. Nobody remembers them. But when they do make it huge, everybody claims them. Like, oh yeah, I remember the first time I heard U2 was here, 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 and here. And I'm like, that's weird because, you know, most stations have been playing them 2 years before that, but you didn't know about it because you lived in Boston or whatever it was, you know, because there's a million people who claim a million things. But I distinctly remember the first time I got to play U2 because I came back from England and I only had a cassette copy that was a dub from a friend of mine. And I'd worn it out for the most part. So I had to go to Chris Ewan, who was in Figures on the Beach at the time. And he also worked at Harmony House in Royal Oak. And Chris was this amazing keyboard player. And he took his vinyl copy and reloaded it onto a cassette for me. And we had a cassette player at DET, this Nakamichi thing that was probably in those days about $1,000 for this tape player. And he set the levels accordingly. And first time I played it on the air, I had to play it off a freaking cassette. So I had to kind of like, okay, and this is U2. I remember having to slide back across the room. You know, it wasn't that big of a room, and hit the play button because there was no auto start for the cassette. So I played a couple, three songs or whatever it was. And then later that night, I get a phone call from this guy who's sheepishly telling me how much he loves this guitar playing and all this stuff. And he tells me he's a guitar player as well. And it was Mike Skill from the Romantics. And Mike, still a friend of mine today, had been booted out of the Romantics at that point. He was basically kind of not in a band. We actually played one gig together. Myself, Mike Skill, John Crenshaw, that's Marshall Crenshaw's little brother. And I think Richie played drums and Greg played guitar as well. And we played one show, I think at Paychecks, under an assumed name. And we just did a bunch of, you know, 60s covers. And but it was Mike calling me in the middle of the night to exclaim, like, and it was the first time I kind of realized that U2 was going to be bigger than they were. Because as a guitar player, any guitar player who can call up and say, that thing is fucking amazing, kind of knows what they're talking about. And I think the next week or 2 weeks later, he came down with a bunch of vinyl. He brought in vinyl from bands like Flowers when he was on tour in Australia. He was collecting vinyl as he went across the country and across the world. And he brought in some of the early stuff that, you know, Flowers turned into Ice House. And he would bring these albums in and we'd play them on the air. He's like a guest on the show every once in a while, playing Australian imports and stuff. It was just, that's how the shit worked in those days. Mike Skill heard the cassette of U2 that was cut by Chris Ewan from I think he was even in Figures on the Beach at the time. I don't think they'd actually started. But he cut me the cassette and basically he wouldn't give me the vinyl because he was so unbelievably protective over it. And then I had to wait for another import copy to come in before I finally got the vinyl of it. And just weird. I mean, when you think about it, it's just weird. The fact that why would I play a cassette on the radio? Because to me, it was that important.